Hey, it's Friday. You made it. Go ahead. Cue the audience clapping. You deserve it. Hey, very good Friday morning, friends. It is March the 8th. Thanks for stopping by for this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. We got to talk about some storms. We got to talk about some wind. We got to talk about a cold front for your weekend. It's going to be a fun one. Let's chat. All right, so first things first this morning, KBTX Pinpoint Weather App is important to have. I think a lot of what kind of drifts through here, one is scattered rain, a few rumbles of thunder, a lot of which probably would be non-severe. That being said, though, as we go through the morning, briefly, a storm could become severe with some hail, pocket change size. We're looking at quarters, slightly larger potential here, and then maybe some winds gusting upwards of 40, 50, maybe 60 miles per hour. Can't completely say no to a tornado concern, especially the further east you go, but the chance is very low. We'll keep tabs on it. Of course, if anything is concerning for us or that we need to really pay attention to, your KBTX Pinpoint Weather App is the fastest way to get that information, and then we'll be there to update you on everything going through the morning. So what's pushing the storms through? Dry air. And what can dry air do very well? Heat up, especially when it's compressing down some of the higher elevation just to our northwest and west. So today, we expect temperatures in the low 80s, another springish day for you. But tomorrow, we're 20 degrees cooler. I got a high of 83 degrees today. I got you a high of 63 degrees tomorrow. And the wind will turn on. You will know that the cold front is here if you have evening plans, because winds this evening will start to gust 35, maybe 40 miles per hour. And that will continue into tomorrow morning. So what that means is if you're getting up early, I still expect those wind chills. Not constant wind chill, but the occasional wind chill. Anywhere from the upper 30s to low 40s. Let's call it 37 to 42 is what it feels like, as our air temperature is in the mid 40s. Some sunshine will get through on Saturday. Temperature-wise, again, low 60s, catch the wind just right, which will be brisk. We're only feeling like the upper 50s for some. It is spring break week. Whether it's taking off across Texas, you're in the Brazos Valley, temperatures are getting warmer again. We're in the 70s for highs for your Monday and your Tuesday. Mornings are still chilly. It's a good start to the week. 80s are back by Wednesday. The next big weather maker, though, is one to monitor. It will be west of the state of Texas late next week. And what we know right now is that the chance for rain and thunderstorms is with us on Thursday, maybe into Thursday night, and then again on Friday. This could come in rounds. And each of those rounds potentially could have a few strong and severe storms with it. Is it a perfect forecast yet? Absolutely not. But I do think that there's at least a decent potential for some stormy weather as we get into the back half of next week. Most of that should clear by the weekend. So as of right now, 10 days away, St. Patrick's Day, friends. I think right now, knock on wood, St. Patrick's Day festivities are looking good. Alrighty, that'll do it here on this Friday edition of your Pinpoint Podcast. Again, the best thing that you can have in your hands is the KBTX Pinpoint Weather app. If you don't have it on your cell phone, just search KBTX Weather in your app store. I'm Shel Winkley. We'll catch you back here on the next edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Enjoy the weekend.